where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
It's time for your new business journey. We'd like to ask our panel this question. When you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business? And what did it cost you to make that decision? Dr. Patrick Porter, welcome to the show. What was the one decision that changed the trajectory of your business?
The biggest thing that happened to me was I found out I was unemployable. I always had these ideas and I'd bring them to whoever my supervisor was. And they said, that's not your job, just do this. And I found out that it was just basically I was trading time for money. And so I figured out I had to go create something or invent something or do something that was going to allow me to have the type of life that I wanted. And at first I realized that, hey, I needed to do something. I needed to do the things I needed to do, like put food on the table, do those kind of things until I could do what I want to do. And over the years, it's been 40 years since I've been an entrepreneur. And I found out that there's a journey in that and you have to get through the pain points. And then you hire people to do the things you don't like to do and you keep focusing on what you love to do. And pretty soon you have the life that you want to live as an entrepreneur.
I love that. Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of people become entrepreneurs because they don't necessarily fit the mold that corporations want them to fit. And if people have a lot of ideas and they're not adopted or taken seriously or rejected for whatever reason, I think it's pretty demoralizing. And so I can certainly understand how a creative person like you would definitely want to strike out on their own. Cheryl Mosey, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. What was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business?
The thing for me was saying yes, because oftentimes we come up with a lot of ideas and we want to do this and that and the other, and we never step out to do the thing. We always get held back. And so in my mind, you know, you really just have to come to a point where you're going to say, I'm just going to do this. And once you settle that within your spirit, within your mind that I'm going to do this, then you move forward. Because like I said, we often come up with a lot of ideas. People wake up with ideas every day and oftentimes don't follow through. So it really is making that decision like, yes, I'm going to do this. And then that cost me a lot of money, that yes.
Well, that's very inspiring, Cheryl. And mindset is so important, right? Mm-hmm. And having that determination. But just getting to the point where you can say yes to yourself, I think, is a great step forward and amazing advice. Lynn Rogoff, welcome to the program.
Thank you. What was
the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
Well, imagine you're trying to make a film where you're crossing the Meraki Mountains in a brutal blizzard in 1803. Unless you had a budget of the Jurassic Park, you couldn't do that. And we found that it was too difficult to raise the money and to cast it. And so when AI video generation became available to us, we just leaped right on it and took the learning curve to learn and investigate the tools and make relationships with the technology people in the field. And we started early. So we were one of the first people and companies to make a whole film series on AI. So we've been investigating the tools for several years now, and it keeps changing, AI video generation. Yeah.
That was a good decision, a good pivot.
Absolutely. And AI is changing the face of entertainment in so many ways. And we look forward to what the future has to hold there. Elizabeth.
Okay, so I'm going to go the other way from Cheryl. I'm going to say I learned to say no. So I had a couple people come to, quote, help in the studio when it was brand new last summer. And they helped a little bit. And then they just kind of wanted to hang out and just BS and just waste my time.
You had groupies. You have groupies.
I don't know. And I just, so I really had to do a mindset shift. So I let that go on. And then at the end of the summer, I said, okay, we're done. Like, summer's over now. We're on to other things. Sorry, we're done. But I really had to take a hard line and take a business mindset. This is not just some fun place to hang out, and you can't just waste my time by talking to me about stuff that doesn't further my business. So when they wanted to come back this summer, I said no. And they kept like feeling me out. And I finally had to, and I like to be nice. I don't like to be mean to people. I finally had to do a super strong no. If you're not going to help me move my business forward, then I don't really have time for that. I'm sorry.
And that's all part of being a CEO, right? Is, you know, drawing the lines, putting up the guardrails, making sure that things are done in the right and the most efficient way. So definitely putting a stake in the ground is so important. I think for my transformative decision this week, I run a law firm, a medium-sized boutique intellectual property firm. And a couple of years ago, we started setting goals, like revenue goals. Now, for most business owners, I don't think that's any big surprise, but I came from a corporate environment where we got a new business program every 6 months, and it was called Flavor of the Month, right? You know, okay, we have this program, and management would roll it out and make a fuss over it.
The new blueprint.
Right. And 3 weeks later, you know, nobody got forgotten, right? But I started setting revenue goals for the team, and it made a huge difference. And I don't really think I did anything different than what I was doing before. Each year, we increased our desired revenue by $1 million. And we've hit our revenue target every single time. And each year, I keep raising it. And each year, we keep hitting it. So this year, we're trying to do a few new things to try to make that a little bit easier. We're adjusting the organization. But setting those goals is so important, I think. So anyway, that's it for your new business journey.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.